So good morning, good afternoon, depending on where you are. It's 10 past 11 for me. My name is Susan. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Karen, thank you so much. Let me start my timer. So I never rehearse what I'm going to say. I have my big book here. So if you like to highlight or follow along, grab yours. And at the beginning of the meeting, you said, let's have a moment of silence to think about why we are here. So you would look at my photos, which if I get the right screen up, just share this, hold on 1 second. Here we go. You will see why I originally came here. I was brought to my first meeting in the early 1980s. I had no idea what 12-step meetings were about. But I went to what was called a 100-pounder meeting, and I was told that all of these people had lost over 100 pounds, and I was 250 pounds wearing a size 26 dress. I didn't understand any of it. I didn't like it. I didn't want to do it. I did not find the name sexy or appealing, and it felt very cultish. I felt very judgmental. I was very righteous. So I continued on my merry way for 16 years, coming in and out, going up and down, up and down. And I can't speak to people who vomit or starve themselves, but if you're a girl like me, you didn't go on a diet to keep on gaining and gaining more weight. But what I've learned from being here is this is permanent, progressive, and fatal. I know that this progression is very aggressive, and I ate like Bill Wilson drank. So where he says in the beginning, potential alcoholic that I was. And by the end of it, when he's faced with this self-imposed crisis, he said, alcohol was my master. And I couldn't take many steps without being annoyed, frustrated, or something that I needed something to take the edge off. So I came in and out. I now have 24 years. I have abstained, obtained, and walked towards a normal body weight. I'm 5'7". I've lost over 100 pounds. This is what that looked like in the beginning. Those are my natural curls. That's my natural color hair. Then you get a little older, you decide to go a little blonde, and you know, you get a little fashionable and straighten your hair. And this is what I look like today. This picture on the left was actually at my dad's 80th birthday 5 years ago, and he just turned 85. Actually on Monday, and that outfit still fits me. This was at a friend's wedding last year in New Jersey, and that was my birthday last year. And then this is the fun and the fellowship that we get to have along the way, and especially thanks to Zoom, here we are from all over the world. This is the miracle, and I have immersed myself into this all the more. So, and then there's just a few more, a couple of people of family, maybe some of them are faces that you know. I know that Leslie knows them. So I'm hoping that we can also share some meetings with you today that, you know, you can come and broaden your horizons. So why did I come here? I thought I came to lose weight because obviously it was not working well. And 250 would have turned to 350 to 450. I have no doubt. And when I finally decided I was out of ideas, I came back to the rooms one more time and I stopped folding my arms and I stopped sitting in the back row and I started to give, you know, half a smile to you and then it became a full smile and then I sort of liked you and then you became my best friends and I'm coming to your houses and I'm going to your weddings, I'm going to your showers and I'm also there for you during the pain of loss and suffering, which we do go through. So what I didn't realize I came here for was to, you know, it says at the beginning of the big book, we of Alcoholics Anonymous, Overeaters Anonymous, are more than 100 men and women who have recovered from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And the reason I'm here this morning is to share with you precisely how I have recovered. And you can get your knickers in a twist about the word recovery and recovered and blah, 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 and that's okay. But if you read this book, to me, I am recovered a day at a time. I have this 24 hours, and this is how I choose to state it. You can all do it how you want. And, you know, what also is so fabulous here, they say that they hope that these pages will prove so convincing that no further authentication will be needed. I went all over Los Angeles, all over London to throw money at this problem. And everybody will take your money. Everybody will make many, many promises to you, many, many. And those diets work. Absolutely, they work. I lost my 100 pounds many, many times. And then they give me the big M word, being maintenance, and sort of say, off you trot, call us when you want. And I'm left with a God-sized hole and feeling all jiggy and not knowing what to do with myself. So I can make it through a little bit. I can get some diuretics. I can do this. I can go on a date with the hot guy because that's going to fix it. I can buy loads of new clothes because that I love to do. I can seek that frothy emotional appeal that it talks about in the big book. However, it says it seldom suffices. I can tell you from my own experience, it does not suffice. The guy may be hot, then he's not that nice. Then he doesn't call me. Then he doesn't this. Then he doesn't annoy me. The outfit, you know, gets tight and it wears thin, or you didn't express all the emotion when I walked into the room that I wanted you to have when I was wearing the outfit. So poor me, poor me. Let me go back to the fridge. And it talks about my insane behavior in the doctor's opinion on XXIX. And it says, Susan, this will be repeated over and over, and you can keep doing all your overs. I can do a whole Gone with the Wind on it. Unless this person, being me, and perhaps being you, can experience an entire psychic change. Oh gosh, what is that? Do I go and see a psychic? Do I need cards? What's happening right now? But there's going to be very little hope for you. But putting my hand in the hand of somebody else who has recovered and going into meetings and finally stop being all stroppy about it, I got to listen and I got to see the light in your eyes that Bill Wilson saw in Evie's, that Roseanne, who started OA, saw in her friend's eyes, who was in GA. And it's like, this is interesting. So what is it? It's a spiritual awakening. That's the promise of these steps. And I will say, I'm sorry, this is being recorded for people who don't agree. I don't believe it's weakness, not strength. I just don't believe that. It's lack of power was my dilemma. Lack of a power greater than myself. And yes, there is a proven workable method. And again, it's not the perfect food plan. There isn't one. What works for me won't work for you. So there are qualified people out there. We have something called Dignity of Choice, but OA doesn't endorse any food plan because we're not doctors. I'm also not a therapist. All I have is what's been given me here. And it talks about this progress, not perfection. Right. When you read through the steps, you read different ones to the ending. And it says, and these ABCs are very, very important. I have written here food addict. You are a food addict and you cannot manage your own life. Two parts to step one, which I never liked. I thought that was very rude that you told me that my life was unmanageable because I show up at work on time. I do a stellar job. I'm never late. I gift wrap your gifts perfectly. How rude. How rude. I had a story and excuse for everything. And today I would say, which Leslie hears a lot, come all the way in and sit all the way down and listen for the invitation. Listen for God's whisper. Because God launched a search and rescue for me many, many years ago. And I kept saying, I'll see you around. I'm not quite sure about the colors of the life jackets that you're sharing. And I've got this. I've got this. I can do this. And it kept on getting worse and it kept on getting worse. And doctors would say to me, do you want to do surgery? Do you want to do this? I have a pill for you, a potion. On Sunday mornings, when I used to read the newspapers, there was always on the back page, all the things to lose weight. Who was there signing up first off? First off, there I was. And they work until they didn't, because they don't work for a girl like me. They just don't. I need something much more. I need an infusion of power. So it says no human power can relieve your food addiction. But here, this is fantastic. Here's an invitation. God could and would if he was sought. Well, I used to chat with God a lot, but guess what day of the week? Sunday night. Because I was faced with a self-imposed crisis of, what am I going to wear to work tomorrow? I feel ill. I'm sweating. When you overeat that much, it's just horrible. My thighs are rubbing together. I'm uncomfortable. I'm morbidly obese. My life is unmanageable. So I came in, finally. I took a sponsor way out of my area, and this was way before Zoom, because somebody I knew was living in Florida, because I still had a plan. I'm going to find out what your method is, because obviously, and everybody in OA says, I'm a perfectionist and I'm very smart. All right. Well, it's not helping here. It's not helping here. I need to stop being so selfish and self-centered, and I need to gain some humility. And I need to put a pause button on who I think I am, and perhaps, you know, like a butterfly, start to grow and open my wings and find out who I really, really am without coating everything. So I got to work doing steps precisely how they laid out. Couldn't go 1 through 12 and jump this, and I'm not going to do this. Found a food plan that worked for me. For a girl like me, I have to weigh and measure my food. This is not the no flour, no sugar club. That isn't what it is. You have to find out what those foods are for you. And if you work through the doctor's opinion with somebody, you will know what those foods are that once you start, you can't stop. And not only can you not stop, can't stop thinking about them. There are certain foods that I would take with me if I ate them today. They're very Moorish. They're noshy. They create a phenomenon of craving. I have an allergy towards them. I got to work with prayer and meditation, and I'd been to ashrams. I had done all of that stuff, don't you know? Well, I wasn't doing it perfectly, as people say, but there's no way to pray and meditate perfectly. But what doesn't work is not to do it at all. And today in the 24-hour day book that I love to read, in the meditation, I won't read you the whole big paragraph, but this really struck me. It says, keep a listening ear, an ear bent to catch the sound of the gentle knocking at the door of your heart by the Spirit of God. Then open the door of your heart and let God's Spirit come in. Isn't that beautiful? I thought, I don't know how many years I've been reading that. I'm sure many, but that just really struck me today. So I got to work. I started to make friends. All the things that I thought I knew went away. I did my inventories. It was looking good. It was looking good. There were these three columns. And then, oh, golly gosh, I'm told there's a fourth column, which is my part. And I'm like, You heard what I've been telling you about this stuff. And by the way, I worked through the steps at a good pace. It did not take me a year. It did not take me 2 years. And again, you might get jiggy. It doesn't take that long. I'm just going to use the word, it shouldn't. Get to work. Find somebody who will work with you regularly during the week. Get rid of that pain and suffering and all of that that will go on in here. And start to go through it. Because if you're ready, you're ready. And we have to get into action. We have a chapter dedicated to that. And on page 25, when we've gone through everything, it says there is a solution. I mean, not gone through everything, but we're really starting to uncover, discover, and discard. I've never gone through everything because I wouldn't be here if that was the case. And nobody comes back from relapse and says to me, Suze, I found the beach. It's gorgeous. This is that. You don't need these people. They come back and they're so happy that we're still here and that they are welcomed back because their pain and suffering has only gotten worse. So that's that reminder to me of where I am today, where I've been, and where I haven't been yet. That yet is very important. Very important. So I keep my feet firmly planted in the ground in the center of the herd here. I sponsor a lot of women. I don't say at step 12, we're done, I'll see you around. We continue our relationship because life continues and we all have to continue to practice these principles in all our affairs. Those relationship chapters are very important. Are they written in a different way to how I think they should be written today? Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. But so what? There's so much information in there. So it says on 25, there is a solution. None of you are going to like, I'm paraphrasing, the self-searching, the leveling of your pride, the confession of your shortcomings, which the process requires for its successful consummation. But you're going to continue to come to meetings, continue to be part of, continuing on this chain with all of our hands, and you're going to see that it really works in others. And we come to believe in the hopelessness and futility of life as we had been living it. So I have to pick up this simple toolkit. What's the simple toolkit? This book, these steps. And it says it works, it really does. I have evidence all around me of how this works. People with decades more of time than me who are living happy, joyous, and free. And what do they have in common with me? They get up early. They get into that spiritual gymnasium with God. They work with others. And this book tells me right from the very beginning that I have to give this message away. And if I'm not going to be selfish and self-centered anymore, I am thrilled to give this away. And it says, if you are seriously addicted to food, vomiting, starving, bottom of page 25, as we were, we believe there is no middle of the road solution. So this isn't a Monday through Friday job. And as my sponsees know, when people will say to me, well, I didn't have time for my recovery today. Well, did you brush your teeth? Did you floss? This is a design for living that works. This isn't, I have my life and I have my program. This comes in everywhere. This is how I choose to live my life. This has improved everything in my life. Was it all the bells and whistles and everything that I thought would happen when I arrived? Absolutely not. And it's been a humbling process because I had a belief of what would happen being thin. It looked very Disney princess-ish. Hasn't quite worked out that way. But I have relationships today that are second to none. I have right-sized relationships with all of my family. I don't get involved and poke my nose in where it isn't needed, even though I always think it's needed. We even had something this week. My sweet little nephew, who's 23, had broken up with his girlfriend. Were they going to get back together? Were they not? Oh, my God. And my dad's telling me one thing. Don't say a word. And your sister told me and da-da-da-da. I said nothing. If you know me, I've always got a lot to say. And I would have had so much advice for him. Zippity-doo-dah. Zippity-doo-dah. That is the miracle of being recovered a day at a time. So in closing, I want to talk about one of my favorite things, which is working with others, which we are all doing right now. And everything today, this is God performing miracles, all of us being here, you know, Karen finding me however she did, trusting that this person was hopefully bringing you somebody to speak who you'll sort of like and enjoy. And that's what we do. And that in itself, reading, working with others. And it says this is an opportunity that you shouldn't miss. And nothing else is going to help me as much as this. And it tells me this on chapter 7, practical experience. All of those sweet young girls at Nutrisystem and Weight Watchers and let me tell you, I was a superstar at all of those programs, and it doesn't really matter, but Weight Watchers wanted me to work for them. I did a photo shoot for Nutrisystem, blah, 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 blah. And I ended up flat on my bum one more time again, looking around me, that bitter morass of self-pity that Bill Wilson spoke about, drowning. And God kept coming around and saying, maybe try a meeting again. All my stomping around. And I came back and I came back. And that's the miracle that God performed in my life and opened up my heart to listening, because I'm very deaf when I'm eating. Very, very, very. And it tells me that working with others, when everything else isn't working, it says when all other activities fail, this is it, girlfriend. This is what you've got. Carry this message to other food addicts. You can help when no one else can. Who can I talk to about my disturbing food behaviors? I have a very large circle of friends. I'm very social. Everybody knows everybody. But I didn't tell them that I ate out of the bin. I didn't tell them that I licked my food plate. I didn't tell them how humiliating it was to fly back from London for 12 hours, having been the girl who asked for the seatbelt extension. And it was shouted down the aisle, thank you very much. Thank you very much. So don't think I skipped my meals on that flight, because I didn't, because it was their fault and I'm going to eat more, right? I'm going to eat more at them. And one thing I want to say, which I think is very important before, you know, I start to, I've got a couple more minutes here. I was never scared to do anything. Whatever needle you were going to stick in my bum, whatever pill you were going to give me, never investigated any of it. Now, there wasn't Dr. Google at the time. However, I just went along. It costs a lot of money. It must be good. And one day a girl I knew, she said to me, I'm going to get my jaw wired shut. My sister's had it done, and her sister was obese and she was slightly overweight. My next door neighbor will do it. Just bring a certain amount in cash. Well, that sounds amazing. Amazing. So I went and had my jaw wired shut. So that's with wire, stitching in and out all the way across, up and down. So you talk like that. And here's the hammer. In 3 months at 250 pounds, I maintained my weight. Say it again, with my jaw wired shut, I maintained my weight. I am a gutter drunk with food. As soon as I left there, I had a plan. Straws work really, really well, really well. Pack on those calories to keep that up. I am without aid if I don't have a God in my life. I had to abandon myself, just like it says in step 3. And everything I think I knew had to go out of the window. I know how to make my bed. I know how to brush my teeth. I know how to do great at work, keep a clean house. That's always been me. But when it came to this, I couldn't get right without help. And I couldn't get right without help from all of you and building and seeking through prayer and meditation to build on a relationship that I can't really see, I can't really touch, that resides in my heart and continues to change. And I'm just going to close with this. It says on page 89, life will take on new meaning to watch people recover, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish. I would never have told you I was lonely, but I was. To see a fellowship grow up about you, to have a host of friends. This is an experience you must not miss. One of the 72 musts in the big book. We know you will not want to miss it. They'd gone from isolation as well. They knew. Frequent contact with newcomers and with each other is the bright spot of our life. And that is the truth. This really, really is. Nothing makes me happier to be here, to listen to you, to hope that one single thing today will invite you to come further in. So again, Karen, thank you so much. And it's lovely to meet you all. And I look forward to hearing from all of you. Thank you for allowing me to be of service.